crouton?
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, hello. In your other capacity as a word nerd, what are we doing today, Amelia?
I feel bad for saying you should drown the cat. We had to read, I'm pretty sure it's Angela's Ashes, where they drown a bunch of kittens in it.
Jesus.
It really hurt me. And I'm like just straight lashing back out.
Full disclosure is Amelia has a lovely cat called Piggy, who is a great member of the community. So
do you know what? I thought if I threatened the cat, then a listener might try and adopt it.
I was thinking that was your angle as well.
It was a bold gambit. I don't know if it has worked.
Okay, we are talking about sliding into the next thing, placebos today.
Yes, we're going to be talking about Placebo, the band. Great band.
So what is a placebo, Amelia?
Well, you tell me, Rach, what's a placebo?
Is it the sugar pill that you get in some clinical trials? Maybe?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it is nowadays. It's like a non-effective pill. But the placebo effect is when you take something non-effective, but you believe it's effective and it has some kind of influence on you. And there's all kinds of interesting studies about it where it's like the more dramatic the placebo, the more you think it works. So like a placebo injection is more effective than a placebo like
sugar
ointment.
Pill. Oh, right.
But that is not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the word and how it came to mean this.
So I'm assuming that means it did not originally have this meaning attached to it.
Well, I think it would be quite a funny thing to call that.
So tell us about the word. What's the word all about?
So it's Latin and it means I will please.
I will please. I'm not seeing the link to...
Yeah. It's very complicated.
Fake medicines.
So basically the first place you see people really interested in this in English is due to a psalm. So
back to the Bible.
So there is a Psalm 114 in the Vulgate, or 116 probably in your English edition, depending on what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're numbered differently because the Vulgate is translated from the Greek, from the Septuagint, and most modern translations go from the Masoretic Hebrew text. And so,
What's that in the original Greek?
So Septuagint in the original Greek just means 70, because there's a story about how they got 77 rabbis to do a translation, and by the grace of God, they all did the same translation. Anyway,
cool.
They may have all done the same translation, but they also broke up the numbers of the Psalms differently. So we've ended up with an interesting situation where it's the end of Psalm 114 or halfway through Psalm 116. But anyway, this is what they would do before a funeral. So it is like it's the call and response, you know, a call. It's like classic church call and response thing.
Yes.
And so the priest would say placebo domino in I can't do Latin.
I appreciated the good effort.
I will please the Lord in the land of the living. And so the mourners would all say placebo domino in region A vivorum.
Beautiful.
But twist. One thing that I guess still probably happens, but happened a lot in the Middle Ages, is that people would just take a chance on going to a funeral.
Oh, really?
In case there was like a good wake. And so people would go.
It's like wedding crashes, but a bit more morbid and ancient.
Yeah, and so people would go to like rich people's funerals.
I knew him well. Now where's the canapes?
Yeah, yes. And so the way that you would start to describe these people would be based on this famous line from the hymn. And so in Chaucer, they get described as placebos. I will please, like people who are like sycophantic. They're trying to like suck up to the priest so they don't get kicked out of the funeral they're not meant to be at.
So they're really getting into the call and response.
Yeah. And then so that so it, yeah, so it first comes into English as that, as someone who is like sycophantic, who is trying to please people, because it means literally I will please.
You're such a placebo.
Yes, exactly. So if we jump forward a couple of hundred years, then you get...
We need like a screw.
Yeah.
Just cut that out and use it.
in 1697, there's this doctor who's really mad. He's
there
grumpy.
There were a few of them around in the 1600s.
Because he's like, I'm a proper doctor. And it is the 1600s, so he was probably bullshit as well. But he was like, I'm a proper doctor. I'm giving these people the bitter pill, so to speak. I'm giving them the good medicine. And this bloody dude next door is giving them just whatever they want to hear to make them feel good. And he calls him Dr. Placebo.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. I'm getting the link.
Yes.
Thank you for walking us through that.
Placebo.
Yes. Placebo.
No.
And so it becomes this term you describe, it becomes more associated with the medical profession, and slowly over time you get the stuff that people are giving out described as placebos. And so it's not the kind of... So when we were describing it at the start, it has like a fairly specific meaning, but it was much broader in terms of just like giving patients something that will make them happy rather than something that will make them necessarily well.
Interesting. So, I mean, they are such a contested thing in the history of the world, but I'm fascinated that it comes from this like sycophantic sort of origin story of being like, well, it's just what you wanted to hear really, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And it comes from funerals as well, which has a kind of like a dramatic irony to it in regards to medicine that doesn't make you better. Yeah, it's not till 1920 that there are papers being published about the placebo effect. So the thing that we know kind of it as that it's most associated with today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Amelia, for bringing us in placebos this morning. And guess what you've also brought us?
I've brought in some placebo because they rule.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, bye.
I lie in your charm.
Everyone is loving placebo on the text machine, especially Penny, unsurprisingly. Someone says word salad is my favourite. Thanks for being awesome, Amelia. Aww. Heartily agree.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.